It's a beautiful day for baseball here in Jupiter, and the Clearwater Threshers and the Palm Beach Cardinals hoping for a rain-free day on this Friday afternoon at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Clearwater won the only full game of the doubleheader last night, a 7-4 victory after Palm Beach won on a walk-off in the extra eighth inning in game number one. Last two games have been suspended before the doubleheader yesterday, and we look like we can get a full nine here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Cloudy but sunny skies out in Jupiter as the Clearwater Threshers look to get their second straight win and become the second team in the Florida State League this season to reach 50 wins on the year. Welcome into the Threshers Broadcast Network. I'm Josh Sperber, and here are the starting lineups for your Clearwater Threshers. Coming in at 49-35 on the season, the Florida State League West first half champions are managed by Marty Malloy. On Marty's staff, Gustavo Armas and Tim Collins, the two pitching coaches. Chris Heitz, the hitting coach. Michael Jones is the bench coach. J.R. Murphy is the Threshers player development instructor. Samantha Myers, head athletic trainer. Joseph Miranda, the Threshers strength and conditioning coach. And Katie Carnaghi, the associate athletic trainer, with Cam Deck, the video and technology associate. Now the starting lineups for the Clearwater Threshers. Raylan Heredia leading off for the second straight night. Devin Saltabon batting second, as has been his customary spot since the call-up of Aiden Miller. TJ Walton back in the Threshers lineup hitting third, and Jordan Viers DHing tonight and hitting cleanup. Bryson Ware will bat fifth. Diego Gonzalez batting sixth, riding a seven-game on-base streak for the Threshers. And Yamal Flores hitting seventh. He's reached safely in each of his first four games with Clearwater. Dakota Katowski will bat eighth, and Lou Albrecht doing the catching, rounding out the order for the Clearwater Threshers team that is set to face Jose Davila. He threw against the Threshers last year. This season, 2-5 with a 5.05 ERA. First pitch cut on and missed on the fastball by Heredia, and it's a 0-1 count as we are underway in game four of this week's series between the Threshers and the Cardinals. 0-1 to Raylan. Breaking ball, just catching the inside corner, and it's 0-2. Jordan Viers actually was joking with me that he's about to lose his starting leadoff spot to Raylan Heredia earlier today. And after the game that Heredia had yesterday, looks like he might be right, at least for today. Two straight games leading off for Raylan, who did not go at the slider from Davila on the outside corner. Appeal to the bases umpire Dominic Romero. Heredia did just about anything you'd want from a leadoff man in yesterday's game. Two hits, he reached each time that he scored each time he reached with a hit and went 2-for-4, hit by a pitch in the seventh. The 1-2 is grounded over to short base and shortstop. Encarnacion is there, and he gets Heredia by half a step to start off the first inning without number one. So Heredia retired on the ground out to short. Now let's take a look at the defense for the Palm Beach Cardinals as Devin Saltabon comes up to the plate for the Threshers. At first base for Palm Beach, once again, is Ross Friedrich. At second, Adari Grant. And Angelo Encarnacion is at short, and Trey Page is back at third. The catcher, Sammy Hernandez, awaits the pitch from Jose Davila. Fastball grounded foul by Saltabon. It's an 0-1 count. In the outfield for the Cardinals, Cade Kretschmar back in left. In center field, Lisandro Espinoza, who played shortstop last night, and Braden Joubert is the Cardinals' right fielder. 0-1 to Salty, hit on the ground, foul on a two-hopper down the third base line, fielded in foul territory by Trey Page, and flipped back to the Threshers' dugout. 0-1, now the count to Saltabon. Saltabon hit his 10th homer of the season last night, second Thresher on the year to reach that mark after Jordan Viers did it a couple weeks ago. Now the 0-2 to Saltabon. Outside on the fastball, 95 on the gun from Davila, and the count is now 1-2. 66 innings pitched before today's game with 57 strikeouts on the season for Jose. He winds and fires, 1-2 pitch, cut on and missed. Ball dropped out of the glove of Hernandez. He calmly fires to first in time to get Saltabon on the drop third strike. Two gone in the first, still no score yet, but T.J. Walton coming up to the plate now for the Clearwater Threshers. 2-for-13 in 4 rehab games. And with Clearwater, he has been solid. Walton hitting .246 on the season. But he's hitting .324 over his last 10 games. Walton sends a fastball foul behind home plate, and it's 0-1. Two homers, 12 RBIs for T.J. Walton. And his two home runs actually both came in back-to-back games, once at home against Fort Myers, and then in the start of a road series against Dunedin back in April. 0-1 to Walton, lifted high in the air out to shallow right field. Grant goes back. He's called off by the oncoming Joe Bear, who makes the catch on the run for the final out of the first inning. So the Threshers go down in order in the top of the first. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. And now Palm Beach will grab the sticks and face off against Wenhui Pine when we return in the bottom of the first inning.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Come down to Baker Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Do you like tacos? Come on down to Big Care Ballpark for Taps and Tacos Night, presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. Every Thursday home game, we have great deals at Moe's Tacos Cart in left field and drink specials throughout the ballpark. Top-notch tacos pair well with half-price fountain drinks, waters, as well as draft beers and cocktails at Frenchie's Tiki Bar. Get your tickets at ThreshersBaseball.com and come with an appetite.
Wenhui Pan returns to the hill for the Clearwater Threshers, and he has been dominant since starting his rehab assignment with Clearwater back in June. First pitch to Trey Page is a fastball, fouled away. It's nothing in one count to the Palm Beach Cardinals third baseman. Pan turned 21 earlier this year, making his third appearance against Palm Beach, with both of his prior relief appearances coming last season. He sends a fastball outside to Page, 1-1 the count to the Cardinals' third baseman. Four-pitch mix for the Taiwanese Pan. Fastball that can get up to 100 miles an hour, splitter, curve, and a slider. Now the 1-1. Swing and a miss, and it's 1-2. All fastballs so far from Pan to Page. And Pan has thrown five prior innings against the Palm Beach Cardinals, is 0-1 with just one earned run allowed over the five innings he threw in two games against the Cardinals last season in July. And Pan has struck out 12 in five innings against Palm Beach. Now the 1-2. Page foul tips it, but Albrecht can't hold on behind home plate. Count stays at 1-2 to the Cardinals' third baseman. This is Pond's third rehab start with the Threshers. And his fourth overall rehab assigned start in 2024. With the Threshers, he's allowed a hit and a walk in five innings of work, struck out nine over two games against the Marauders and the Dunedin Blue Jays. 1-2, wave and a whiff, strike three. Nasty splitter drops off the mat from Pond. Albrecht scoops it off the dirt and fires to first, and Pond now has his 10th strikeout in his third rehab start with the Threshers. Drop third strike knocks down Trey Page to start off the first. Now Sammy Hernandez hitting second for the Palm Beach Cardinals, and we'll go through the rest of their lineup after the first pitch from Pond. Pond rocks and fires in his slow windup, sends the slider outside and low, 1-0 to the count to the Cardinals catcher. He's followed by another Palm Beach catcher, Chase Atkinson, DHing today and batting third with Cade Kretschmar in the hole hitting cleanup. 1-0. This ball hammered down the left field line from Hernandez, and it is just foul. 1-1 the count to Sammy Hernandez. Kretschmar followed by Angelo Encarnacion hitting fifth. In the sixth spot is Braden Jobert. Ross Friedrich will bat seventh for Palm Beach, with Lisandro Espinoza hitting eighth and moving to the outfield for the Cardinals. Adoree Grant rounds out the order for Palm Beach. He is playing second base. One gone and a 1-1 count to Sammy Hernandez in a scoreless bottom of the first inning. Pond has increased his innings for the Threshers in each of his first two rehab assignments. 1-1. Hernandez slices a fastball foul. It's 1-2. Two shutout innings, two perfect innings, I should say, against the Bradenton Marauders back on June 28th over at BayCare Ballpark, starting the first of three consecutive wins for the Threshers to finish off that series at the end of June. And then three shutout innings with one hit and a walk allowed against Dunedin on the 4th of July. 2-2 the count now as the slider misses inside, and now the count evens up to Hernandez. One homer, 34 RBIs on the season for Sammy with a .261 batting average. Now the 2-2 from Pond. Slider outside and low. Count goes full, three balls and two strikes. Pond set a career high in strikeouts the last time he played Palm Beach, 7-5 Ks in the two relief appearances prior in last season for Palm Beach. This is a gapper from Hernandez. On the run is Walton in a left center field. He goes onto the track but can't hold on to the baseball. Hernandez loses his helmet as he rounds second base, throws cut off at short by Ware, and it's a stand-up triple for Sammy Hernandez with TJ Walton coming very close to making a highlight reel catch. It's a one-out triple for the Palm Beach Cardinals, and that's the first extra base hit allowed by Pond this season. That'll bring up Chase Atkinson, who is DHing tonight. Hit a home run in the first inning last night, finished the game 1-for-4. We'll set the defense for the Threshers as the infield moves in, with Dakota Katowski at first, Evan Saltaban at second, Bryson Ware at short, and Diego Gonzalez over at third. The outfield for the Threshers, Yamal Flores in left, TJ Walton in center, and Raylan Heredia out in right field with Lou Albrecht doing the catching for Wenhui Pan. One on and one out, first pitch to Atkinson. He checks his swing, but the fastball's over for a called strike. 0-1 is the count. Second homer and 19th RBI of the season for Atkinson last year, hitting .272 for the Palm Beach Cardinals in his 42nd game of the season. Slider misses outside and low. It's a 1-1 count to the Cardinals' designated hitter. He's a catcher by trade and playing in his third game of this series against the Threshers. 1-1 coming from Pond. Infield in for Clearwater. He fires. Fastball sliced high and foul over the netting and out of play, banging off the roof of the press box to bring the count down to 1-2. And I apologize for the volume of our crowd, Mike, as a lot of the campers on this camp day slash splash day for the Palm Beach Cardinals are sitting directly in front of the broadcast booth. So it's going to be a loud one, despite the fact that there's still plenty of open seats here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Now the 1-2 count to Atkinson. Wave and a whiff, strike three. Wenhui Pan climbs the ladder with a heater at 96 and gets Atkinson down for the second strikeout of the afternoon. So two gone, and the infield will revert back to normal depth for Cade Kretschmar with a slight lefty shift for the Cardinals' left fielder. Devin Saltaban is playing with his heels on the outfield grass, sliding closer to first base. Over at second is Kretschmar, sliced a fastball foul, 0-1 the count. Bryson Ware also playing deep in the infield, pinched up the middle over at second base, and Gonzalez at third base is shaded slightly toward shortstop at normal depth over at third. Dakota Katowski playing a little bit back, but pretty regular positioning for him over at first. The fastball misses low and in to Kretschmar, and the count evens at 1-1. Cade's hitting .267 on the season, two homers and 30 RBIs for the Cardinals left fielder. It's the only position he's played this week for Palm Beach. 1-1 the count as Pond scans over there at third for the runner, and he deals. Fastball missing outside, it's 2-1. Sammy Hernandez on third base after the one-out triple, and Pond trying to keep the game scoreless with two gone here in the first inning. Coming off a season-best three innings, second-longest start of his career. He went one inning in his rehab appearance in the complex, two against Bradenton at home, and three against Dunedin on July 4th. Fastball misses outside to Kretschmar. Count moves to 3-1 to the Cardinals' left fielder. So my guess is that Wenhui Pan is projected to tie his career high with four innings pitched back in his first ever start on May the 3rd against Lakeland. Now it's a 3-1 count to Kretschmar with two gone here in the bottom first. Pond rocks and fires. Fastball low and in. That's ball four in the first walk Pond has allowed today. Second so far on the season. So two gone and two on as the Cardinals have the Threshers cornered with Kretschmar moving to first on the walk and Sammy Hernandez remaining on third base for Palm Beach. Runners on the corners with two outs, still scoreless. And Angelo Encarnacion coming up to the plate for the Palm Beach Cardinals. So two gone and two on. Pond leaning in for the sign from Lou Albrecht. As Pond rocks and deals. Curveball in for a strike. It's 0-1. Last year, Pond was mainly using his splitter as a tertiary pitch after the fastball and slider, but his splitter has improved so much over the offseason that it's turned into his main off-speed pitch as the fastball very much on speed. Fouled off by Encarnacion to make it an 0-2 count. The curveball he uses sparingly, and he got a called strike, sending it right down the heart of the plate on the first strike to Encarnacion. Now the count's 0-2. Pond deals. There's the slider that dips below the zone. Now the count drops to 1-2 on the first ball of the at-bat. One ball, two strikes with runners on the corners and two outs for Palm Beach. Pond checks on Kretschmar over at first base. He slides back in safely ahead of the tag by Dakota Katowski. Still a 1-2 count with two gone to Angelo Encarnacion. Now the pitch, runner goes, fastball, tap, foul, and it's still 1-2. Kretschmar was halfway towards second base just there, and he has five stolen bases in six attempts in his 67th game of the 2024 season. We'll see if Kretschmar goes again on the 1-2. Pond loading up pitch number 25 of inning number one. He rocks and fires. Fastball just missing the outside corner, and the count evens at 2-2. Threshers still have a base open to work with, but Pond has already walked a batter this inning and giving up a triple in between a couple of strikeouts. He has two so far today. Now it's a 2-2 count to Encarnacion as Pond winds and fires. Kretschmar goes, curveball misses, and Albrecht chooses to stare down Hernandez back at third. So it's stolen base number six for Cade Kretschmar on the no-throw from Lou Albrecht, and a full count to Angelo Encarnacion. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Runners on second and third for Palm Beach here in the first as the Threshers starting to get a man loosening in the bullpen. Payoff pitch. Fastball hit back up the middle towards short. Bryson Ware is there. Picks it up on two hops. Sends the throw over to first in time to get Encarnacion and end the first inning. That'll quickly stop the relief effort in the Threshers bullpen as Wenhui Pan allows a hit and a walk and leaves two runners stranded in scoring position without a run scoring. First inning is through. Threshers and Cardinals locked in a scoreless tie.
At Big Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by BayCare, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Sharks Senior Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Sharks Senior Club membership. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Top of the second inning here in Jupiter as Jordan Viers checks his swing on a high fastball, rolls it over to third. Page picks it up, one pitch, one out, as he makes the throw to first in time for out number one here in the second inning. Quick start to the second as Jordan Viers moved into the cleanup role, getting a ground out to third for the first out in the second inning. Infield playing Bryson Ware straight up. He is the shortstop for today's game, batting fifth for the Clearwater Threshers. First pitch to Ware. Fastball upstairs. It's a 1-0 count to Bryson. Graduate of Auburn University before the Phillies picked him up in 2023 in the eighth round. 1-0 to Ware. Fastball zips in for a called strike. Count evens at 1-1. 215 hitter on the season is Bryson. 9 homers and 41 RBIs for the Threshers infielder, but he's been more of a utility man for Clearwater this year. Ware fouls a fastball off the top of the catcher's mask, and Sammy Hernandez shakes it off quick, with the count now falling to 1-2. Ware playing at shortstop, which has been his primary position since Aiden Miller was called up to Jersey Shore at the end of May, but he's played plenty at third base as well this year, also with some stints in left and right, and two games at first base. Slider misses low and away to Ware. It is a 2-2 count with one gone here in the top of the second. Scoreless ball game so far. Threshers without a hit. And now the 2-2. Ware takes the curveball low. It's 3-2. And Bryson looking to become the Threshers' first base runner on this 3-2 count. So three balls, two strikes, one out here in a scoreless top of the second inning. Davila sets. He's into his windup as he rocks and fires. Payoff pitch. Ware inside. That's ball four. And the Clearwater Threshers have their first base runner of the game on a one-out walk in the second inning. So the perfect game ends after an inning and a third. And Bryson Ware brings his dangerous speed to the base paths as Diego Gonzalez comes up for the Threshers. Ware has 9 steals and 14 attempts this season. He tied for first most stolen base attempts on the season, but he's been caught 5 times. Fastball missing upstairs to Davila, and it is a called strike, I guess. That looked like it missed to me. 0-1 the count to Gonzalez, who's reaching a 7-game hit streak so far for the Threshers. Ware leading off first, and he stays put. Gonzalez swings and misses the high fastball, nothing in two. Quick timeout for Gonzalez. 0-2 the count now to the Threshers third baseman. The pitch, fastball, cut on and missed, and that is strike three. Second K of the day for Jose Davila, his 60th of the season. And now there are two outs here at at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. That's just a force of habit at this point. Yamal Flores coming up to the plate for the Threshers. three for his first 12, and he's reached base in all four games. He has started with Clearwater. Ware thought about heading for second, chose to stay at first instead as the slider from Davila settles for a called strike on Yamal Flores, 0-1. He had three RBIs in two games against Dunedin last week, including a home run in his first game as a Thresher. Flores is going to have to wait longer, but the pickoff attempt gets away from the first baseman. Friedrich sprints into the Cardinals' bullpen as Ware heads to second base on the error. Not sure if that error is going to be on Friedrich or Davila, but with two outs in the inning, the Clearwater Threshers have a man in scoring position for the first time today. Bryson Ware now on second after the Cardinals' first error of the day, and it is still an 0-1 count to Yamal Flores. Flores has been in the Complex League for the last 2 years, made his Threshers debut on July the 4th after being transferred the day before. Curveball missing up and in, and it's a 1-1 count to Yamal Flores, who played in 22 games in the Complex League this season, had a .530 slugging percentage, four homers, and 18 RBIs. Undrafted free agent out of the Dominican Republic in 2021. Flores awaits the 1-1 pitch. Chin music bends him backwards, and the count's 2-1. So it's a 2-1 count now to Flores with Ware on second base. The pitch cut on and missed on the fastball inside, and it's 2-2. Ware on second, taking a sizable lead, but he's being watched closely by Adoree Grant over at the Keystone Sack. The pitch from Davila. Fastball called strike three, and that will do it for the second inning. Threshers get themselves a base runner, their first of the day, but no runs, no hits, one error, and one man left aboard. To the bottom of the second we go, still scoreless here in Jupiter.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
Do you like tacos? How about craft beer and baseball? Then come on down to the Baker Ballpark for taps and tacos by Moe's Southwest Grill. For every Thursday Clearwater Threshers home game, we have great deals at Moe's Taco Cart in left field, plus a great selection of half-price local brewery selections on tap. Enjoy your chips and queso with 50% off on all beverages, including craft drafts, bottled water, and fountain drinks in the ballpark. ThreshersBaseball.com has all the Thursday taps and tacos by Moe's info you need.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit ThreshersBaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor league baseball club in town by joining the Little Anglers Kids Club with the Clearwater Threshers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25, children 13 and younger can come to all 10 Thursday Thresher home games and take part in fun activities, receive cool gear, and enjoy free food. Plus, be sure to bring your glove for an on-field pregame catch and run the bases after the game to cap off 9 innings of fun. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com and join the Little Anglers Kids Club today.
Bottom of the second inning, still scoreless here in Jupiter. Not for lack of trying, though. The Cardinals and Threshers had a base runner aboard in the last inning they came up to bat. Now Braden Jobert leads off with a 1-0 count, starting off the bottom second. 1-0 pitch, fastball hammered foul. It's a 1-1 count to the Cardinals right fielder. Scoreless ball game so far. A hit for Palm Beach with an error, a walk for the Threshers with none. Ross Friedrich, Lisandro Espinoza to follow up Joe Bear. 1-1 from Pond. Fastball zips outside, and it's 2-1. Here's the 2-1. Breaking ball, missing upstairs, and now the count's 3-1. Just one walk in his first two innings for Pond. He deals. Swing and a miss to Joe Bear, and it's 3-2. Fastball on the outside edge. Pond is taking a little bit off his fastball tonight. Usually sits in the high 90s, but now in between 94 and 96. We see it touch 98 or 9 regularly at Bay Care Ballpark. Joe Bear bounces a slider foul off the plate, and the count is still full at 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, and that's ball four. As Marty Malloy, I don't think, liked that ball four call. And now Dominic Romero, the field umpire, coming in to have a chat with Marty Malloy, who's talking to Blake Bison right next to home plate, arguing balls and strikes, I believe. Discussion on the field. As of right now, Braden Joubert is on first base, but Marty Malloy hoping that that can change. And Marty will head back to the Threshers dugout. Umpires back to their respective spots. The Clearwater Threshers now have a man aboard as the leadoff walk to Braden Joubert starts the second inning. That'll bring up Ross Friedrich, 206 hitter on the year, but plenty of power. Three homers and 29 RBIs on the season. First pitch to Joubert, swing and a miss, and coming into second is Joubert. Not in time is Bryson Ware. Makes the tag, and the pickoff runner is eliminated. 2-6 after Joubert reached on the catcher's interference. 0-1 count to Ross Friedrich, and the leadoff man eliminated on the pickoff move. Lou Albrecht now catches another strike from Pond. 0-2 is the count. So now Friedrich batting with the bases clear. Nothing and two the count to Ross, the pitch. Fastball low and in, and it's 1-2. One to the count to Friedrich, one gone here in a scoreless bottom second as Pond rocks and deals. This one hit in the air out to left center field. Flores on his horse back towards the wall. It bounces behind him and is picked up on the warning track by Yamal Flores. He sends the throw to short, cut off by Ware, and it's a stand-up double for Ross Friedrich. And that caught stealing on Joubert, looking even better now as he certainly would have scored on that double from Friedrich. So now Ross Friedrich is on second base for Palm Beach, and that'll bring up Lisandro Espinoza, who has played multiple positions for Palm Beach so far in 24. Today he is in center field after playing infield in his two other games for the Palm Beach Cardinals. First pitch to Lisandro. Fastball missing inside. It's a 1-0 count to the Cardinals center fielder. And the pitch is challenged, I believe, but nothing will change. It's a 1-0 count to Lisandro Espinoza as the home plate umpire Blake Bison making some motions towards the Palm Beach Cardinals dugout. Might be telling them just to calm down. Now it's a 1-0 count to Espinoza, and Pond deals. Fastball taken foul, and the count evens at one ball and one strike. 189 hitter on the year for Espinoza, three homers and 21 RBIs. Guy who's usually used in the infield for Palm Beach, but out in center here tonight. Bryson Ware at shortstop today, another guy who has gone from middle infield to the outfield in a matter of hours. Espinoza dodges that fastball inside, and it's a 2-1 count to Lisandro. Pond looking for his sign from Albrecht. He sets from the stretch, has the sign, and deals. 2-1, popped up high in the air in foul territory. Katowski sprinting towards the Threshers dugout on the first base side, or the Cardinals dugout on the first base side. But that ball goes over the dugout and out of play. Two balls, two strikes. The count now to Espinoza. 41 pitches over the first two innings for Wen Hui Pan. 23 over for strikes with two Ks in an inning and a third and two hits allowed. Each team with an error so far, neither team with a run. And now 2-2 pitch coming to Espinoza. Fastball called, strike three, but it's instantly challenged by Lisandro Espinoza. Don't think he's going to win that one. That looked like it was right at the letters, and it's confirmed as a called strike three. Third K of the day for Wen Hui Pan is 14th against the Palm Beach Cardinals over the last two seasons. Now there's two down for Adaree Grant, who hasn't played since game one, the second baseman for Palm Beach. Hits 157 on the year with one homer and seven RBIs. He's got a man on second. That's Ross Friedrich after his sixth double of the season earlier in the inning. Two gone. This one hit high in the air, foul down the third baseline. Gonzalez giving chase, so is Ware. Neither of them will get there in time as that ball will reach the seats out in left field. It is an 0-1 count to Lisandro Espinoza. To Adaree Grant. Also hasn't played since game one. As Pan settles up and readies the 0-1. Leaning in for the sign from Albrecht with five on the pitch clock. And Juan, or Pan, has a pretty slow windup. And time is called before the pitch clock violation. Pan steps off. Now Pan looks over at second and fires home. High fly ball into shallow left field. Bryson Ware and Gonzalez calling everyone off. It's Gonzalez who makes the final call, catches it on the infield dirt for the final out of the second inning. A one-out double for Ross Friedrich is all the Cardinals get. They leave one man stranded on a hit and no run. Scoreless first two innings, third inning next on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Every Thursday night at Baker Ballpark is Taps and Tacos Night, and Moe's will bring you the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our Baker Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com and bring the whole family.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On Friday, July 19th, all tickets for your pups benefit the Suncoast Animal League. Tickets are available now on ThreshersBaseball.com.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to BayCare Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more. Every homestand this summer starts with a Dollar Tuesday featuring admission and select concession items for just $1. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com, then visit BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater for Dollar Tuesdays presented by Top Notch Pest Control.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25 per child per season, kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the BayCare Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
Watch me now!
Dakota Katowski leads off the third for Clearwater, still scoreless here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. As Jose Davila sends the first pitch that Katowski sends backwards, clearing the roof of the press box for an 0-1 count. Threshers still looking for their first hit of the day. Jose Davila has thrown 26 pitches now with 18 for strikes in two innings of work. Only one base runner allowed on a walk to Ware in the last inning as Katowski swings and misses behind the fastball to drop the count down to 0-2. He hit a crucial home run yesterday. Go-ahead jack in the sixth that went the opposite way, leading off the inning and giving the Threshers the final lead they would need to take the win. 0-2, cut on and miss. Curveball bounces off the plate and back into the glove of Hernandez. He fires to first for the first out in the fourth inning. Fourth strikeout of the day for the Threshers and Jose Davila with 4 Ks, now 61 on the season. One gone for Lou Albrecht, who reached in his first 5 games with Clearwater and has not reached since. A homer and 3 RBIs in the Bradenton series back at the end of June. Now it's an 0-1 count to Albrecht as he took a slider for a strike. 0-1 pitch. Albrecht bounces it off the plate and foul. It's 0-2. So it's an 0-2 count to Albrecht with one gone here in the third. Raylan Heredia waiting on deck for Clearwater as Albrecht takes a quick timeout. Nothing and two the count, nothing and nothing the score. Now the pitch to Albrecht. Curveball just missing up and away, and it's 1-2. Now the 1-2 pitch. Hit on the ground towards short. Scooped up on the run by Encarnacion. Shuffle towards first. Low throw scooped up by Friedrich. And that's the second out of the third inning. Two gone now for Raylan Heredia, back in the leadoff spot for the second straight night. He had a triple for one of his 2 hits. Reached 3 of 5 times he came to the plate, finished 2 for 4 after getting plunked in the 7th. First pitch to Raylan is a curveball that smacks the outside corner, nothing and one the count to the Threshers right fielder. 246 average, 6 homers, and 30 RBIs on the season for Raylan. As Heredia also has a 247 batting average. 0-2 the count now to Raylan as the curveball eludes his bat. Now it's nothing and two. Davila taking his time looking for the sign. Now he's in his windup. He rocks and fires. 0-2. Swing and a miss. There is strike 3 on the slider. And 2 of 3 outs in the third. Come on strikeouts for Jose Davila. Threshers go down in order in the top of the third. And we're scoreless still heading into the bottom half.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Come down to Baker Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to threshersbaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Bottom of the third, top of the order for the Palm Beach Cardinals. One trip around the lineup for each squad. Still, no runs scored. Nothing is the score. Only 2 hits of today. Both doubles, actually both extra base hits, a double and a triple, belonging to Ross Friedrich and Sammy Hernandez, who's on deck with Trey Page, leading off the bottom third against Wenhui Pan. He takes a curveball for ball number 1, low and inside on the bender from Pan. Page struck out swinging on a drop third strike back in the first inning. 1 of 3 batters punched out by Pond thus far. 1-0. Another curve. This one nubbed foul, and the count evens at 1-1 to Trey Page. Pond has now thrown 7 innings in single A with the Threshers. 2 innings shy of the scoreless streak that he left Clearwater with when he was called up to Jersey Shore last August. 2-1 the count now as the slider misses outside to Page. Last five outings for Clearwater, including a couple against Palm Beach. Pond did not allow a run for the Threshers, and he's hoping to continue that trend here. Fastball knocked foul by Page. It's 2-2. Page, 0-1 today, 272 hitter on the season, coming off of an 0-3 night with two strikeouts and a walk in last night's loss in game two of the doubleheader. He did score the winning run in extras, though, in game number one. 3-2 now as the splitter misses low to Page, a pitch that Pond has really, really developed well over the offseason. And it looks a lot better. And he's been using it a lot more this year. Payoff pitch. High fly ball hit deep out to left center field. Walton drifting towards left center makes the catch, running to his right for the first out in the third inning. Sammy Hernandez coming up to the plate with a triple to his name as the Threshers get a reliever back up in the bullpen. T.J. Walton, initially a left fielder for the first bunch of games in the season, but after the first time he came back from injury, he took a couple shifts in center field when Avery Owusu-Asidu needed a day off, as Pond sends a slider outside and low to Hernandez for a 1-0 count. And Walton, just a really talented athlete playing over at IMG Academy in his high school years, has adjusted to center well. Sammy Hernandez rips this one deep to left field. It's off the wall. Bounces right into the glove of Flores. He sends a rocket towards second. But Sammy Hernandez is there ahead of the throw with his second extra base knock of the day. Third hit, third extra base hit, second double for Palm Beach today. And Sammy Hernandez is halfway to the cycle with a triple and a double in his first two at-bats. Three hits for the Cardinals, all extra base hits, as Saul Tehran is warming up for the Threshers out in the left field bullpen. He is usually an eighth or ninth inning guy, and he would come into the game in what would be, I think, his earliest appearance in his pro career. He has primarily been used as a late reliever since starting in the Phillies system back in 2022. 0-1 to Atkinson. Slider outside. Ball leaks away from Albrecht. Back to the backstop, and Sammy Hernandez is back on third on the wild pitch. So it is a 2-0 count, or sorry, a 1-1 count, excuse me, to Chase Adkisson, who struck out swinging in his last at-bat in the first. 1-1 to the DH. Infield moving in for the Threshers with Sammy Hernandez now on third. One gone in the bottom of the third inning. Pond deals. 1-1, sliced foul back in the netting, and it's 1-2. Atkinson will take timeout. And they're ruling the wild pitch a passed ball now, changing the ruling to a passed ball by Lou Albrecht. Still taking time is Atkinson, really milking the timeout as he digs back into the right-handed batter's box with a 1-2 count on him. One gone, infield in, scoreless ball game in the third. The pitch from Pond, a high foul ball down the right field line and out of play. One ball, two strikes remains the count to Atkinson. Catcher by trade, DHing for the second time this series. He caught the loss yesterday and hit a home run in the first inning of that game as well. Now it's a 1-2 count. And here's the pitch. Fastball, liner into left field, and that's going to drop in front of Flores for an RBI single. Sammy Hernandez walks on home when Huipan has allowed his first run for the Threshers since early July of last year. And Atkinson gets an RBI single to put the Cardinals on the board with a 1-0 lead. RBI number 20 on the season for Chase, and now the Threshers will be chasing Palm Beach as they surrender the first run. That'll bring up Cade Kretschmar, who walked and stole second back in the first. That's as far as he got. Left-handed hitting left fielder takes a fastball upstairs for ball number one. 1-0 the lead now for Palm Beach, a run on four hits. Threshers still looking for their first hit in today's contest. Palm looks in and deals. Fastball inside edge, and it's 1-1. called strike on Cade Kretschmar. 267 hitter on the year, two homers and 30 RBIs on the season for Cade, who has played left field in each game he has started for Palm Beach. Pickoff throw to first, not in time, as Atkinson back on the bag safely. Chase Atkinson has yet to attempt a stolen base in his minor league career, which began last year after he was signed as an undrafted free agent out of Oklahoma State. 2-1 the count as the fastball misses low to Kretschmar. And now it's 2-1. Atkinson drifts off of first with a short lead. Katowski there holding him on. Curveball missing just off the plate inside. And now it's a 3-1 count. 3-1 to Kretschmar. One gone and one on. Pressure shifted for two with Ware up the middle. Pond flips it over to first base on his second pickoff move of the inning. Both unsuccessful. Three-one, sliced high and foul. It's 3-2. So a full count to Kretschmar. We might see Atkinson attempt his first stolen base on the payoff pitch that is coming from Pond. The Cardinals, not the most aggressive base-running team, but they can run, even if Atkinson has catcher speed and has yet to attempt a stolen base in his first 100 games as a pro. Payoff pitch, runner thought about it, and it's a liner out to left field. Flores is going to run towards it for a base hit. Atkinson speeding towards third, throw wide of the bag from Flores, and if it was online, might have been a different story. But now on the throw, Cade Kretschmar moves to second base on the single. Fifth hit of the game, third straight for the Palm Beach Cardinals. And now the Threshers infield will move back in with runners on second and third and one out after three straight hits allowed. Wen Hui Pan will be removed from the action by Marty Malloy. He'll come out and take Pond off the field. Saul Tehran will jog out to replacement. Incomplete line from Wen Hui Pan. Two and a third innings of work and five hits allowed. One run so far, the chance to put two more on his ledger. Saul Tehran checking in early for the Cardinals, or for the Threshers, as they trail the Cardinals by one with two runners in scoring position. One gone in the bottom third when we return.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Do you like tacos? Then come on down to Big Care Ballpark for Taps and Tacos Night, presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. Every Thursday home game, we have great deals at Moe's Tacos Cart in left field and drink specials throughout the ballpark. Top-notch tacos pair well with half-price fountain drinks, waters, as well as draft beers and cocktails at Frenchie's Tiki Bar. Get your tickets at ThreshersBaseball.com and come with an appetite.
At Big Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by BayCare, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to...
Saul Tehran out for the Threshers, coming into a bit of a jam here in the bottom of the third inning. 1-0 Palm Beach as the first pitch from Tehran misses inside to Angelo Encarnacion to make it a 1-0 count, starting off Tehran's afternoon. Incomplete line for Pond. The two runners aboard could add as much to three earned runs on his ledger. And now a 1-0 to Encarnacion as Tehran tries to prevent just that. Encarnacion fouls the fastball off of Albrecht to even the count at 1-1. Teron, typically a late reliever for the Threshers. I don't think he's come in before the seventh inning this season. Here with one out in the third inning, he's aboard the mound following a rehab assignment appearance by Wenhui Pan. Teron, in his 20th relief appearance of the season, sends the breaking ball over for a called strike two, 1-2 the count to Encarnacion. 22-year-old Teron is a five-pitch mix, four-seam and two-seam fastball, cutter, slider, and a change for the reliever. He's one of the Florida State League leaders in saves with seven, though he's not eligible for that today. 3-1 record and a 3.27 ERA. Encarnacion sliced the fastball foul. Count stays at 1-2 to the Palm Beach shortstop. On third is Atkinson. On second is Kretschmar. With one gone here in the third inning, and the Threshers infield pushed in with two runners in scoring position. Encarnacion facing a 1-2 count, and Teron deals. Curveball lifted in the air, deep out to right field. That should score both runs if that falls, and it does. It bounces over the wall for a ground rule double. And that gives the Cardinals a 3-0 lead here in the third inning. Two-run double by Angelo Encarnacion, 6th and 7th ribbies of the season. And the Cardinals lead 3-0 here in the bottom third. Atkinson and Kretschmar score, and that completes the line for Wenhui Pan. He's in line for the loss now. 2 1/3 innings of work, 5 hits, 3 runs, 1 walk, 3 strikeouts. And now Encarnacion on second base with a double and the 6th hit of the day for Palm Beach. Braden Joubert coming to the plate. Actually reached on a catcher's interference call instead of ball 4 in the second. Marty Malloy disagreed with the call. And right after he got back in the dugout from the argument with the home plate umpire Blake Bison, Joubert was picked off at second on the caught stealing. Fastball fouled back, and it's 0-2 now to Braden. Three nothing the lead for Palm Beach. One gone and a man on second here in the third inning. And it's been the third and fourth inning that Palm Beach has shined the brightest so far this series. Time called by Joubert before Teron can set up. 3 runs in the fourth inning for Palm Beach yesterday. 4 runs in the third inning on Wednesday. And 1 run in the third inning on Tuesday. 1-2 now to Joubert. Here's the pitch. Breaker lifted high in the air out to left field. Running to his right is Flores. He makes the catch on the jog for the second out in the third inning. Joubert goes the opposite way with the fly ball, but an easy run for Flores brings up the second out. 2 gone and 1 on. 3 runs on 6 hits for the Cardinals. Threshers getting no hits so far. Each team with an error. With 2 outs in the bottom of the third inning. 3 runs separate the two teams as Teron looking to limit the damage with 3 runs already across here in the third inning for the Palm Beach Cardinals. First pitch to Ross Friedrich, a fastball grounded down the first baseline, fielded in foul territory by Dakota Katowski. And instead of what likely would have been the final out of the third, it's a harmless strike one on the foul ball to Friedrich. Angelo Encarnacion will head back to second base on the foul ball. So nothing in one, the count to Friedrich, who doubled in the second inning. Next pitch, fastball just missing low. It's a 1-1 count. One ball, one strike, 2 gone to Friedrich with Encarnacion standing on second base. Short lead held on by Ware, 1-1. Sliced high and foul behind the plate from Friedrich. And now the count goes to 1-2. One ball, 2 strikes, 2 outs. 3-run lead for Palm Beach all across here in the bottom third. Teron looks over at second, fires home. 1-2, outside, count evens at 2-2. Teron looks back at second. 2-2 pitch. Sliced foul again down the left field line. And will continue. Still a 2-2 count to Friedrich. Encarnacion on second. The pitch hammered out to left center field. Back goes Flores. Drifting in left, the ball's over his head for extra bases. Friedrich heading into second base, sliding in with another double. Encarnacion scores. It's 4-0 on the RBI two-bagger by Friedrich. Back-to-back doubles for Ross. Has him at 2-for-2. And the Threshers with a lead. Threshers with a deficit of 4-0. Four nothing ties the most runs put across by Palm Beach in this inning. And now the pitch, fastball inside to Espinoza, 1-0. First run charge to Teron in this game. And now Lisandro Espinoza faces a 1-0 count. Man on second with two gone, Teron deals. High fly ball, foul down the right field line. It's 1-1. One ball, one strike to Espinoza. Two gone, four runs across in the third for the second time this series by Palm Beach. 1-1, fastball sliced foul. It's 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Two outs, the pitch. Fouled away on the breaking ball. Will do it again at 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two outs. 4-0 to lead to Palm Beach. The pitch outside, check swing, but staying on second is Friedrich. As the count evens at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Now the pitch. High fly ball, fouled back and in the seats once again. It's still 2-2. Two-two. Breaking ball missing outside. 3-2. Friedrich on second. Three balls, two strikes to Espinoza. The pitch. Wave and a whiff. Strike three. Salteron climbs the ladder with a fastball and gets Espinoza to end a tough third inning for Clearwater. Four runs come across for Palm Beach on five hits, no errors, one left aboard, and they lead the Threshers 4-0 after three.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by BayCare, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Sharks Senior Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Sharks Senior Club membership. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
Do you like tacos? How about craft beer and baseball? Then come on down to the BayCare Ballpark for taps and tacos by Moe's Southwest Grill. For every Thursday Clearwater Threshers home game, we have great deals at Moe's Taco Cart in left field. Plus, a great selection of half-price local brewery selections on tap. Enjoy your chips and queso with 50% off on all beverages, including craft drafts, bottled water, and fountain drinks in the ballpark. ThreshersBaseball.com has all the Thursday taps and tacos by Moe's info you need.
Devin Saltabon starts off the fourth with an 0-2 count. Last pitch fouled down the third base line. Sorry about the technical difficulties here. Might have gotten the broadcast cut out for a minute. But it's a 4-0 lead for the Palm Beach Cardinals. Four runs on seven hits, and Jose Davila carries a no-hitter into the top of the fourth inning. Devin Saltabon trying to break up the no-no. He went down on strikes in the first. Fastball called strike three. He'll go down on strikes again. One quick out on three straight pitches to start off the fourth inning as Davila gets his sixth K of the game in the midst of his no-hitter. One gone to T.J. Walton, a massive power threat for Clearwater. He flied out to deep right in his last at-bat. First pitch to T.J. Fastball hammered into the gap in right center field. This could break up the no-no, but it doesn't. Joe Baer tracks it down and makes the catch on the warning track as that ball was crushed by T.J. Walton. That'll bring up Jordan Vyers, designated hitter, who had a check screen grounder to third, a pitch he'd like back, and he's going to try and make up for it here. Threshers with a reliever in the bullpen. I believe it's Donjoni Pulido, who is warming up for his second appearance as a Thresher. First pitch to Vyers with two gone in the fourth. Curveball missing upstairs. It's a 1-0 count. 4-0 lead for Palm Beach. Four runs on seven hits. And Vyers, the newest Threshers hitter, up to try and break up the no-no in the top of the fourth inning. Fastball just at the knees, and it's 1-1. Lefty on righty matchup. And Davila winds and deals. Swing and a miss by Vyers going after the breaking ball, and it's 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Davila winds and fires. Swing and a miss, that's strike three. Two strikeouts in inning for Davila. A 1-2-3-4th keeps the no-hitter intact for Palm Beach. They lead it 4-0 heading to the bottom fourth.
Do you like tacos? How about craft beer and baseball? Then come on down to the BayCare Ballpark for taps and tacos by Moe's Southwest Grill. For every Thursday Clearwater Threshers home game, we have great deals at Moe's Taco Cart in left field. Plus, a great selection of half-price local brewery selections on tap. Enjoy your chips and queso with 50% off on all beverages, including craft drafts, bottled water, and fountain drinks in the ballpark. ThreshersBaseball.com has all the Thursday taps and tacos by Moe's info you need.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit threshersbaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor league baseball club in town by joining the Little Anglers Kids Club with the Clearwater Threshers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25, children 13 and younger can come to all 10 Thursday Thresher home games and take part in fun activities, receive cool gear, and enjoy free food. Plus, be sure to bring your glove for an on-field pregame catch and run the bases after the game to cap off 9 innings of fun. Go to threshersbaseball.com and join the Little Anglers Kids Club today.
Every Thursday night at BayCare Ballpark is Taps and Tacos Night, and Moe's will bring you the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our BayCare Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home. Visit threshersbaseball.com and bring the whole family.
On the last home.
Donjoni Pulido on the hill for the Clearwater Threshers after two-thirds of an inning of Salt Iran. He topped 20 pitches and allowed three runs, two of them inherited, that were charged to Wenhui Pan. Donjoni Pulido starts off at Ari Grant with a swinging strike. He popped out to third in his last at-bat, and the only hitter not up in the third leads off the fourth for Palm Beach. Grant checks his swing on a fastball upstairs from Pulido, and the count evens at 1-1. Final line for Tehran after two-thirds of the third. Two hits, one run, no walks, and a strikeout, ending off his outing on a high note. Check swing by Grant confirmed by Blake Bison, and it's a 2-1 count to Adari, the Cardinals' second baseman. Four-run lead for Palm Beach, blanking the Threshers in more ways than one. Donjoni Pulido trying to bridge the gap, used mostly as a reliever in his previous stints in the DSL and FCL. Grant bunts a ball foul on a fastball by Pulido. Count evens now at 2-2. Donjoni signed in 2021 out of Caracas, the capital of Venezuela, 21 years old, with a four-pitch mix. Four-seam, two-seam fastball, slider, and a changeup. He had 6 of 7 appearances as a starter in the Complex League. 390 ERA with 27 and two-thirds innings of work. 2-2 outside. Now it's 3-2. Tough outing for him on July the 4th, though. Three runs allowed in two-thirds of an inning in his only appearance so far for the Threshers. He's got a fastball that can touch 97, though. 3-2, cut on and miss. There's the heat. Fastball getting by the bat of Grant for a swinging strike three. Back-to-back batters punched out by natives of Caracas, Venezuela. Donjoni Pulido gets his first strikeout as a Thresher, and the first out of the fourth inning. Now the lineup card turns over. Trey Page back up to bat. He's 0 for 2 today with a fly out to center in his last AB. First pitch to Trey. Fastball outside and low. It's a 1-0 count. Fly out to center in the third. And a strikeout on a drop third strike back in the first. 1-0. This ball hit on a line out to right field. Easy play for Heredia. Two steps to his right, and he makes the grab for out number two here in inning number four. So two gone now. Quick outs from Pulido. That'll bring up Sammy Hernandez. Sammy Hernandez has had a great start to the game so far. A triple and a double so far for him. First pitch, breaking ball just in there for a called strike. Next pitch, breaking ball on the outside edge. It's 1-1, as the first pitch was actually a ball. 1-1 the count, two gone to Hernandez. 4-0 lead for Palm Beach as Pulido works quickly. Gets a nice play on the comebacker. Hernandez grounds the ball right to him. And Donjoni Pulido caps off a quick 1-2-3 fourth inning with a great job fielding the position. So the Cardinals set down an order for the first time. Threshers hoping to get some offense going as we head to the fifth with Palm Beach leading 4-0.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On Friday, July 19th, all tickets for your pups benefit the Suncoast Animal League. Tickets are available now on threshersbaseball.com.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to BayCare Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more. Every homestand this summer starts with a Dollar Tuesday featuring admission and select concession items for just $1. Visit threshersbaseball.com, then visit BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater for Dollar Tuesdays presented by Top Notch Pest Control.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25 per child per season, kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the BayCare Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Threshers down by four. We're into the top of the fifth, and the deficit is surprisingly not the most concerning thing about this game. 4-0 Palm Beach, and a big goose egg in the hit column for Clearwater. But Bryson Ware trying to do something about it. He pops up a bunt that goes foul. Hernandez sprints after it, but won't get there in time. And it's a harmless strike one on a foul ball to Bryson Ware, who is the only base runner the Threshers have had so far. He walked with one out in the second inning and is now trying to get aboard with a knock to try and break up this no-hitter from Jose Davila and the Palm Beach Cardinals. So now it's my time to do what I can for the Threshers and just say no-hitter 100 million times until the Threshers get a hit, no-hitter. If you want to tweet no-hitter to try and break this up, no-hitter, you can tweet at the Threshers on X, at Threshers, or at me, at Josh_Sperber, no-hitter. 0-2 the count to Ware here in the top of the fifth inning. The pitch from Davila. Curveball bounces on the plate, and it's 1-2. Ware, Gonzalez, and Flores leading off the fifth for the Threshers in the midst of this no-hitter. They trail by four against the Palm Beach Cardinals. Davila winds and fires. Swing and a miss on the curve, and that's strike three. K number eight by Jose Davila. No, it's strikeout number seven. They just have it wrong on the strikeout. One gone for Diego Gonzalez, who's reached in the last seven games, including an emphatic way to reach yesterday, or 2 days ago now, with a three-run home run before the game was suspended. Gonzalez hits a high chopper, bouncing off the plate to give the ball some extra height, and it's an 0-1 count to Diego. ...01 to Gonzalez, average up to 256 with a homer and 12 RBIs after career-high 4 RBI game in Game 2 of this series. That spanned over the course of 2 days. Went into extras in a 5-4 loss for Clearwater starting off the twin bill yesterday. 0-1 now to Gonzalez as Davila sets up, winds, kicks, and fires. 0-1, pounded foul into the Threshers' bullpen down the left field side, and it's 0-2. Now it's an 0-2 count to Diego. Tied his career high for the first time since leaving the Dominican Summer League in 2021. 4 RBIs in Wednesday's loss to Palm Beach. Now it's nothing and 2 to Gonzalez. Davila winds and fires. Might have been a go-around, but it's not. Check the swing did Gonzalez on a bouncing breaking ball. Now the count is at 1-2. One, two, outside on the heater at 96 from Jose Davila, and the count now evens at 2-2. Gonzalez went down on three straight pitches in the second and now faces a 2-2 count with one gone at the top of the fifth. The pitch, high fly ball, foul down the right field line. We stay at 2-2. Threshers in the midst of a no-hitter. Palm Beach with four runs on seven hits so far in this no-hitter, all four runs and five of the seven knocks in the third inning. 2-2. Gonzalez hits a chopper down the third baseline, fielded on a pair of hops by Page. He fires to first in time. Gonzalez loses the helmet and the race to the bag, two down in the fifth inning. That'll bring up Yamal Flores, who is playing his fifth game with the Threshers, has hits in the first three, was hit by a pitch in yesterday's game two. He has reached successfully in four straight games to start off his career with Clearwater. Four homers and 18 RBIs in 22 games in the Complex League this year. In his second season in the FCL, earning the call-up to Clearwater on July the 3rd. Swing and a miss on the changeup, and it's no one count to Flores, who has switched between the corner outfield spots, playing primarily in left for the Threshers so far this season. 0-1. Curveball outside and low, count evens at 1-1. Flores is 20 years old, drafted out of San Isidro in the Dominican Republic, or signed as an undrafted free agent out of San Isidro in 2021. High fly ball, foul. Count is 1-2. And Flores' first hit as a Thresher was a solo home run back against Dunedin on the 4th of July in a game where the Threshers hit 7. 1-2 now with 2 outs to Flores. Avila deals, bouncing in front of the plate is the breaking ball. And now the count evens at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, the count to Flores. Threshers still without a hit here in the top of the fifth. 2-2. Outside, checks his swing. No appeal needed. That one missed. 3-2. Will he draw a walk and make it the fifth straight game reaching base? Payoff pitch. Popped up high and foul. We'll do it again at 3-2. Payoff pitch again coming to Flores. Davila is ready and waiting. Here's the payoff. Swing and a miss. That's strike three. Second K of the day from Flores. And ninth for Jose Davila. He punched out two in the fifth. And another 1-2-3 inning. The no-hitter continues for Palm Beach, and we're halfway home. 4-0 the lead for the Cardinals heading into the bottom five.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Come down to Baker Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Do you like tacos? Then come on down to Big Hair Ballpark for Taps and Tacos Night, presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. Every Thursday home game, we have great deals at Moe's Tacos Cart in left field and drink specials throughout the ballpark. Top-notch tacos pair well with half-price fountain drinks, waters, as well as draft beers and cocktails at Frenchie's Tiki Bar. Get your tickets at ThreshersBaseball.com and come with an appetite.
At Big Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
0-1 the count to Chase Atkinson, leading off the bottom of the fifth, 4-0 Cardinals, and Donjoni Pulido returns the hill for the Threshers. Fastball runs inside on Atkinson, even the count at 1-1. He's 1-for-2 today, ribbing a run in the third after going down on strikes in the first against Wenhui Pan. Now it's a 1-1. Sliced high and foul over the netting behind home plate, count now 1-2 from Donjoni Pulido. He showcased good stuff in his debut against Dunedin, but they were ready for him. And he had a scoreless inning in a 1-2-3-4th, including a nice play in the field on a comebacker from Sammy Hernandez to end the fourth. Now he brings the Threshers into the fourth, into the bottom of the fifth inning with a 4-0 deficit. Now the 1-2. Slider bouncing outside, and it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. First pitch, or first batter, Polito is facing the fifth. Fouled away by Atkinson, and the count remains at 2-2. 275 hitter on the season. RBIs in back-to-back nights with a home run yesterday and the RBI single earlier in the third inning. Now it's a 2-2 count to Chase. Polito sets, fires outside on the heater. Count runs full at 3-2, 95. On the radar gun. Payoff pitch coming to Chase Atkinson. Fastball called, strike three on the outside corner. Challenged by Chase, but I don't think Blake Bison would overturn that one, and he doesn't. Easy decision for the ump. Second K for Pulido. And that's the first out of the fifth inning. That'll bring up Cade Kretschmar, who is 1-for-1, singled and scored in the third, walked and stole second in the first. First pitch to Cade is a fastball at the knees for a called strike one. Now Pulido sets and deals. 0-1, fastball outside, and it's 1-1. Donjoni Pulido did not allow a home run until his second pro season in 2022. Faced 131 batters in 2021 in the Dominican Summer League without averaging a home run. He pitched in the DSL for his first three seasons and started this year in the Complex League before being transferred to Clearwater on the 4th of July. 2-1 to Kretschmar. Popped up high in the air out to left field. Ware calls off everybody with Flores behind him to back up. Bryson reaches back for the grab and the second out of the fifth inning. So two gone in the top of the fifth, and Anyelo Encarnacion returns for Palm Beach after a two RBI two bagger in his last at bat. He's 1-for-2 today, his seventh RBI of the season, and sixth coming in his last at bat. Two gone now. First pitch misses low, and it's a 1-0 count. I got a Swung on and fouled back by Encarnacion. Now it is 1-1. Fastball in for a called strike at the knees of Encarnacion, and it's 1-2. Pulido looking for a second consecutive 1-2-3 frame. Now the pitch. Fastball low and in, and it's 2-2 now. 96, though, on the radar gun from Donjoni Pulido. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Pulido sets, deals. Fastball hammer down the right field line. Heredia on his horse going back to the warning track. Makes the over-the-shoulder grab and ends the fifth inning. Back-to-back 1-2-3 frames from Donjoni Pulido. He's doing his job in mop-up duty. Now the Threshers trying to follow suit on offense. Clearwater trying to break up the no-hitter when we return in the top of the sixth. 4-0 Palm Beach.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by BayCare, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Sharks Senior Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Sharks Senior Club membership. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
Threshers looking to break up the no-no after 60 pitches in the first five innings. Jose Davila continuing his no-hit bid into the top of the sixth inning. And Dakota Katowski leading things off for the Clearwater Threshers. 4-0 the lead. Seven hits and an error for Palm Beach. Just an error for the Threshers. Curveball missing outside to Katowski. The ball immediately discarded by Sammy Hernandez on the 1-0 count. Cotto struck out in his last at-bat. One of nine Ks from Davila in the first five. 1-0. Inside 2-0 on the heater. Katowski to be followed up by Lou Albrecht and Raylan Heredia here in the top of the sixth. And Dakota Katowski facing a 2-0 count. Davila working quickly, winds and deals. Fastball upstairs, and it's at the chest, 2-1. Katowski hit a go-ahead home run, went opposite field for the first time this season, back in the sixth inning, leading off the frame, giving the Threshers the lead for good at 5-4 and a 7-4 win. Fastball missing low and away, 3-1 the count now to Katowski. Initially a corner outfielder, actually one of two players in the Threshers starting lineup that changed positions when they came into the minors with the Phillies. Devin Saltaban transformed from an outfielder to an infielder, as was Katowski. Fastball wrapped foul, and now the count goes full at 3-2. But Dakota, unlike Saltaban, has played some outfield this season with the Threshers, a game in right and a game in left so far for Dakota Katowski. Most of his games, though, have been played at first base in his parts of three seasons with Clearwater. Now it's 2-2, and the pitch from Davila. Popped up just past the infield into shallow left center. Espinoza sprinting towards it, and he catches the first out of the sixth inning on the fly ball to center field. So first batter of the sixth is retired. No hitter continues into the sixth inning for Davila. And Lou Albrecht now up for the Threshers. He grounded out to short his last time up. And is 0 for 1 today. Homer and three RBIs. Those are linked as he hit a three-run homer in the ninth inning of an extra innings loss against Bradenton. Part of a six-run comeback for the Threshers, entering that inning down by six runs. 0-1 Albrecht now. Here's the pitch. Fastball outside, called strike, and it's 2-0-2. Albrecht, undrafted free agent out of Central Arizona Junior College, one of the most prestigious junior colleges in terms of baseball. 22-year-old awaits the 0-2. Fastball missing outside, 1-2. He had an almost 500 caught stealing percentage behind the plate at Central Arizona, catching 11 and letting 12 batters steal bases. Check swing on the slider, and it's 2-2 now to Lou Albrecht. Started in the Complex League last year, played just five games, went 3-for-8 with an RBI with an 819 OPS. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Now the pitch to Albrecht. Outside and low on the slider. Now it's 3-2. Three balls, two strikes to count. Payoff pitch from Davila. Fouled back by Albrecht. High heat. Turned around into the backstop to keep the count full at 3-2. Another payoff pitch coming to Albrecht. Three balls, two strikes again. Davila rocks and fires. Fastball taken the other way, but foul. Stays 3-2. Another payoff pitch. Outside corner. Called strike three, no challenge from Albrecht, and Jose Davila gets a strikeout looking for the second out of the sixth and his 10th strikeout of his no-hit bid. Two gone in the top of the sixth inning. No-hitter continues for Jose Davila. Israelin Heredia steps up to the plate, 0-for-2, like every other Thresher in the lineup so far besides Bryson Ware. He hammers a curveball, base hit into left field, and down goes the no-no. Raylan Heredia gets himself aboard with a single on the first pitch of the sixth, and the Threshers finally break up the no-hitter with two outs in the sixth inning. So Raylan Heredia hoping that's a rally starter with a two-out single, and he's got plenty of speed to put some pressure on Davila and the Cardinals as Heredia has eight steals in 11 attempts so far this season, with one already this week. Fastball missing upstairs to Devin Saltabon, and it's a 1-0 count. He has struck out twice, but is riding a 10-game on base streak heading into this game. 12 for his last 35 with three homers, four ribbies, 11 runs, and 12 walks since June the 27th. This one hit high in the air, deep out to center field. Espinoza backpedaling, stops two steps in front of the track and makes the catch to finish off the sixth inning. So the Threshers get their first hit of the ball game, but can't move the runner across. Heredia stranded on first base, and the Cardinals take a 4-0 lead over the Threshers heading in to the bottom sixth.
Do you like tacos? How about craft beer and baseball? Then come on down to the Big Hair Ballpark for taps and tacos by Moe's Southwest Grill. For every Thursday Clearwater Threshers home game, we have great deals at Moe's Taco Cart in left field. Plus, a great selection of half-price local brewery selections on tap. Enjoy your chips and queso with 50% off on all beverages, including craft drafts, bottled water, and fountain drinks in the ballpark. ThreshersBaseball.com has all the Thursday taps and tacos by Moe's info you need.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit threshersbaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor league baseball club in town by joining the Little Anglers Kids Club with the Clearwater Threshers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25, children 13 and younger can come to all 10 Thursday Thresher home games and take part in fun activities, receive cool gear, and enjoy free food. Plus, be sure to bring your glove for an on-field pregame catch and run the bases after the game to cap off 9 innings of fun. Go to threshersbaseball.com and join the Little Anglers Kids Club today.
Every Thursday night at BayCare Ballpark is Taps and Tacos Night, and Moe's is bringing you the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our BayCare Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home. Visit threshersbaseball.com and bring the whole family.
On the
first pitch of the bottom of the sixth inning, fouled off by Braden Joubert. Threshers got their first hit of the game, but they'll still look for their first run in the seventh, as an 0-1 count to Braden Joubert starts off a 4-0 sixth inning for the Palm Beach Cardinals. Six straight outs from Donjoni Pulido, though. He's settled things down on the hill for the Threshers in his second outing with the squad, as he sends the fastball inside to Joubert, 1-1 the count. Joubert, Friedrich, and Espinoza to lead things off in the bottom six for Palm Beach, as the hard-throwing Pulido winds and fires. Check swing, but the fastball hits the upper outside corner for a strike anyway, and it's 1-2 now to Braden Joubert. No appeal needed. That ball was just perfectly placed by Donjoni Pulido, who was pulled in the midst of his first inning with Clearwater on the 4th of July and has really looked like he improved in his second outing with the squad. 1-2 now to Joubert. Fastball outside corner for a called strike three. Joubert is going to challenge it, and Blake buys into the headset, but he won't change the call. Donjoni Pulido with his third strikeout of the game. He has 1K in each inning pitch so far for the Threshers, working into his third inning of work here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Two looking, one swinging on Pulido's three Ks, and that'll bring up Ross Friedrich, who's having a great day so far. Pair of doubles and an RBI for the Cardinals' first baseman. That was the two-seamer from Pulido, missing low and inside. It's a 1-0 count to Ross Friedrich. Two of the Cardinals' seven hits, and he's responsible for one of their four runs. Drove in a run on a double in the third inning, actually the last runner driven in by Palm Beach. He had a two-out two-bagger in the third inning. Fastball missing outside. It's a 2-0 count now from Pulido to Ross Friedrich. 214 hitter on the season. Average has improved as he started off the day 2-for-2. Now he faces a 2-0 count. Pulido deals. Fastball zips outside. It's 3-0. First time in this ballgame that we've seen a 3-0 count start off the at-bat. So 3-0 now to Friedrich, and Pulido deals. Fastball again up and away. That's ball four, and a four-pitch free pass puts Friedrich aboard the first base bag for the first time today, or third time today. So that will bring up Lisandro Espinoza. Who made the last out of the sixth inning. He's 0-for-2 today, with back-to-back strikeouts, one from Pon, one from Tehran. 1-0 the count as the breaking ball misses low. Five straight balls after the inning opening K from Donjoni Pulido. 1-0. Slider in for a called strike, and the count evens a 1-1. One gone here in the bottom of the sixth. Friedrich on first as Espinoza checks his swing foul. Knocks the curve away out of the hands of Pulido. Counts at 1-2. Threshers shifted for the double play. Devin Saltabon and Bryson Ware both pretty close to the middle of the field with a right-handed hitter up at the plate. 1-2, fastball just misses outside, but Lou Albrecht challenges the call. And it is overturned. Second strikeout looking of the inning for Donjoni Pulido, and his fourth K of the day for out number two here in the sixth. Two looking strikeouts, sandwiching a walk for the two outs in the sixth inning. Ross Friedrichs on first with Adaree Grant climbing into the right-handed batter's box for the Palm Beach Cardinals. He'll be played with a slight right-handed shift. Bryson Ware backing up to the cut of the outfield grass in between second and third over at short. Slider misses outside to Grant. It's 1-0. He's 0-2 as well, popped out to third in the second inning, ending off that frame. And he led off the fourth with a swinging strikeout against Pulido. Both bullpens are clear, so we might see Jose Davila come out for his seventh inning of work after the next out. 1-0, fastball, middle of the zone, middle of the plate, called strike 1-1. Inching off of first base is Ross Friedrich, held on by Katowski. 1-1 to Grant, the pitch. Slider outside and low, 2-1. Adaree Grant signed as an international free agent out of the Bahamas in 2021, making his first appearance in affiliated ball this year after he spent last year in the Complex League. 2-2, now the count for Adaree Grant as he fouls the fastball off behind the plate. Friedrich remains on first. Pulido looking for another scoreless inning as he's got a two-ball, two-strike count with two gone to Adaree Grant. Now the pitch. Curveball sliced up in the air. Shallow pop to Katowski. He waits under it to make the catch. And despite Pulido allowing his first base runner, he gets all three outs to finish off the sixth unscathed. No runs, no hits, no errors, one man left, and we head to the seventh, a 4-0 lead for the Palm Beach Cardinals over the Clearwater Threshers.
Every Thursday night at Baycare Ballpark is Tabs and Tacos Night, and Moe's is bringing you the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our Baycare Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home. Visit threshersbaseball.com and bring the whole family.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On Friday, July 19th, all tickets for your pups benefit the Suncoast Animal League. Tickets are available now on threshersbaseball.com.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to BayCare Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more. Every homestand this summer starts with a Dollar Tuesday featuring admission and select concession items for just $1. Visit threshersbaseball.com, then visit BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater for Dollar Tuesdays presented by Top Notch Pest Control.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25 per child per season, kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the BayCare Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Oh, 0-1 to T.J. Walton as his first pitch became a souvenir, and he just got plunked on a fastball by Jose Davila. Leadoff man in the seventh, I believe, just got hit. He's picking his bat back up like that one missed him. Wow. Fastball ran well inside on T.J. Walton. He went to the floor trying to avoid that baseball, and he did so successfully. Good thing that it did, too, because that one was right around the ribs area of T.J. Walton as he had to avoid it. So it's a 1-1 count to the Threshers center fielder starting off the seventh. And another pitch equally wild from Davila bouncing off the chest of Sammy Hernandez, 2-1, now to count. Walton is 0-2 today. Two fly balls out to deep right field for the power-hitting outfielder out of IMG Academy, drafted in the fourth round by the Phillies in last year's draft. 2-1. Checks his swing, does Walton. Curveball bounces on the plate, and the appeal is confirmed. He did not go. Dominic Romero confirms it's a 3-1 count. 4-0 the lead for Palm Beach here in the seventh. Each team with an error. Cardinals with 7 hits to the Threshers 1. But a formidable heart of the order for Clearwater trying to change that here in the top of the seventh inning. T.J. Walton, Jordan Viers, and Bryson Ware starting off inning number 7 here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Timeout called as Davila gets a new baseball. So does the umpire. Blake Bison gets a delivery of 4 new orbs of rawhide before Walton steps back into the right-handed batter's box. He's got a 3-1 count on him, still looking for his first hit of the day, as are most of the Threshers. 3-1. Check swing on the upstairs fastball. It's a 3-1 count, but it was just called strike 3. I guess the count was full, and that's strikeout number 11 for Jose Davila. That'll bring up Jordan Viers. Ground out and a strikeout for him today. Moved back into the cleanup role where he's most comfortable. First pitch now to Viers, Threshers home run leader. He takes it the other way, picked up on a short hop by Page. The hot corner man sends it to first, 2 down in the seventh inning.
The shortstop, number 8, Bryson Ware.
2 gone now for Bryson Ware, who was walked and struck out. He was the Threshers' first base runner in the second inning, reaching on a walk after working a count full. He's 0 for 1, though, as he struck out swinging the fifth. Davila winds and fires. Fastball upstairs for a called strike. 0-1 count. 2 gone, bases clear in the seventh. Threshers trailing 4-0. The pitch. Curveball hit back up the middle on a soft line drive. Can't get there. Encarnacion lets it go by him. And Bryson Ware has the Threshers' second hit of the day for a two-out base hit. Both of the Threshers' hits have come on the first pitch of the at-bat with two outs in the respective innings. It was Raylan Heredia who broke the no-no up with a two-out knock. And now Bryson Ware is on first with another two-out single, this time in the seventh. Two gone for Diego Gonzalez is Bryson Ware, looking to become the third Thresher in double-digit for steals. He has 9 and 14 attempts as Gonzalez fouls off the first pitch fastball, 0-1. Ware, with a big lead off of first, red sliding mid over the left hand, and an 0-1 count to Diego Gonzalez with a 7-game on base streak on the line. He looks at a breaking ball for a called strike, and now the count's 0-2. 88 pitches for Jose Davila so far, 11 strikeouts in 6 2/3. Now the 0-2. Fastball outside, and it's 1-2. 94 on the gun from Davila, and with two outs in the sixth inning, the Cardinals are getting their first reliever up in the right field bullpen, a right-hander starting to get loose for Palm Beach. 1-2 count now to Gonzalez. Here's the pitch. Hammered on a line out to right field. Joe Bear's not going to get there in time. And the Threshers with their first multi-hit inning. Who else but Diego Gonzalez to do it, as he has been a hit machine for the Clearwater Threshers in all but about 5 games of his 20. Since returning to the Threshers at the end of May, Gonzalez has recorded a hit or reached base safely in some fashion. He extends his on-base streak to 8 games with his 7th hit over the time frame. Ware on second base and Gonzalez on first with his 3rd hit of the week. And that is going to be all for Jose. No, it's not. That's Giovanni Carrara. How I get him confused with Gary Kendall so often is beyond me. Today, I blame the early game, but that's fine. 2 on and 2 outs for Yomal Flores, and not too much in the way of scores when during the mound visit. But some exciting news for some Threshers fans. Samuel Aldegary set to make his Double-A debut for the Reading Fightin' Phils. He had an ERA right around 3 for the Blue Claws in the first half of the season. And Aldegary has been great over the last 2 seasons, spending most of last year with Clearwater before getting called up to Jersey Shore in August. Nothing in, or sorry, two outs here in the seventh for Yamal Flores, who has two Ks. He takes a breaking ball inside to start off the at-bat 1-0. Like Diego Gonzalez, he has been getting on base quite a lot, has Flores. In his fifth game with Clearwater, he's reached safely in each of the first four. Second pitch to Flores, curveball settles over for a called strike, and it's 1-1. Good speed on the base pass for the Threshers. Bryson Ware on second, Diego Gonzalez on first. Back-to-back knocks with two outs in the seventh. And the Threshers try and bridge a 4-0 gap. 1-1. Swing and a miss by Flores at the curve in the dirt. It's 1-2. Each runner's stay as the ball stayed in front of the catcher, Sammy Hernandez. He'll get that one cleaned off by the umpire and fires it back to the dugout. And a new one comes to Jose Davila, 1-2. Now, the mound visit might have been to tell him that this is his last batter. 93 pitches so far for Davila, 65 over for strikes. 1-2 to Flores. Two outs in the seventh. 4-0 Palm Beach as Davila sets up with one on the pitch clock. He fires home in the nick of time, but the slider misses outside, and it's 2-2. Ware on second, Gonzalez on first, two away, and a four-run lead for Palm Beach here in the top of the seventh inning. Davila deals. Cut on and miss. Curveball by Flores. Make that strikeout number 12 for Jose Davila. Threshers get two hits for the first time today, but both runners left stranded. No errors, no runs, and we'll stretch it out in the seventh as the Cardinals lead the Threshers 4-0.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd. For the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Maurer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Come down to Baker Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Do you like tacos? Then come on down to Baker Ballpark for Taps and Tacos Night, presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. Every Thursday home game, we have great deals at Moe's Tacos Cart in left field and drink specials throughout the ballpark. Top-notch tacos pair well with half-price fountain drinks, waters, as well as draft beers and cocktails at Frenchie's Tiki Bar. Get your tickets at ThreshersBaseball.com and come with an appetite.
Trey Page leading off the seventh inning once again against Johnjoni Pulido, who has been a bright spot for the Threshers in a very difficult game. They're trailing 4-0 with three hits, and Page started off with a strike. 0-1 is the count. Fastball outside. It's a 1-1 count to Page now. One-one, breaking ball missing low. It's a 2-1 count to Page, who struck out and flied out twice in an 0-for-3 day. Ooh, 2-1, fouled away. Now it's 2-2, or I think 1-2. I might have added another ball to the count there. I know there were two strikes on Page, though. So one ball, two strikes, the count to Trey Page. 4-0 lead for the Cardinals, leading off the top of the seventh. Outside, 3-1. Full count, 3 balls, 2 strikes, and Page is going to take a timeout after the fastball misses outside. 3-2 is the count to Trey Page. Polito on for his fourth inning of work, second longest outing by a reliever this season, and Page finds a hole in the infield, drives a fastball out to left on the payoff pitch for a leadoff single to start the seventh. Eighth hit of the day for Palm Beach, and now Sammy Hernandez coming up to the plate. He's responsible for half of those hits with a double and a triple with a run scored. 2-for-3 is Hernandez with Trey Page getting the first hit off of Donjoni Pulido to lead off the seventh. He has 5 steals in 7 attempts. For the Cardinals this season. Grounded to third. Gonzalez flips to second for one. Saltabon, quick throw to first in time. And it's a bang-bang double play. Threshers go around the horn, instantly wiping the first hit off Polito off the bags with a 5-4-3 twin killing. 2 outs in the seventh inning after the double play, and the Threshers are bringing up a new arm in their right field or their left field bullpen with Chase Atkinson, the designated hitter for Palm Beach, coming up to the plate. It's Jose Pena getting loose out in the Threshers' left field pen with the Cardinals loosening up a righty as well. Hunter Hayes, the 16th rounder in 2022, getting loose for Palm Beach out in right field. So Donjoni Pulido has limited the Cardinals to just one hit and now starts off Atkinson with a 1-0 count as Chase called a timeout just in the nick of time as Pulido was about to start his windup. So it's a 1-0 count to Atkinson. Two gone here in the seventh after the double play. Now Pulido sets from the center of the rubber. Ball at the chin in his tan glove. He deals. Fastball dives below the zone. 2-0 the count to Atkinson. He had an RBI single in the third inning, sandwiched around 2 different strikeouts. One swinging against Pond in the first and one looking against Pulido in the fifth. 2-0, fastball right down Main Street, and it's 2-1. Atkinson, a catcher by trade at the DH spot for the second time in his third game with Palm Beach this series. 2-1 now from Pulido. Fastball up and in, 3-1. Three balls and one strike, the count to Pulido as the relievers continue to warm in the corner outfield pens. Two gone here in the bottom seventh with the Cardinals leading the Threshers 4-0. 3-1 pitch on a line out to right field, but directly to Raylan Heredia. He takes 3 steps back and makes the grab to end the inning. With the double play, Donjoni Pulido faces the minimum in what's likely to be his final inning of a spectacular outing. 4 shutout frames for Donjoni Pulido, but the Threshers trail 4-0, and they'll face a new Cardinals hurler, Hunter Hayes, coming on for the eighth when we return.
At Bay Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by BayCare, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Sharks Senior Club, presented by BayCare.
Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Seven shutout innings of Jose Davila. Now Hunter Hayes coming on for Palm Beach. And I'm sure Threshers hitters couldn't be happier. First pitch, Dakota Katowski greets Hayes with a ground ball single into left field. Leadoff knock for Clearwater, and all four of their hits have come in the last three innings. All four hits are singles, and Dakota Katowski reaches with a leadoff knock to start the eighth inning. 4-0 the deficit for the Threshers, so despite what the dominant pitching of Jose Davila might have you think, Clearwater's still very much in this game. Top of the eighth inning, 8-4, and a 4-0 lead for Palm Beach as Lou Albrecht swings and misses at the slider from Hayes. 0-1 the count. 30 innings of work so far this season for Hunter, ERA of 180 in what is his 12th relief appearance for Palm Beach. 2-1 record in those 30 innings. As he sends another slider to Albrecht that misses low, chested down by Hernandez to even the count at 1-1 and keep Katowski at bay on first base. For a guy as big as Dakota Katowski is, he is quite adept at stealing bases. 7-for-8 swipes in his MVP FCL season last year, and this year he's 5-for-8 in stolen base attempts. 1-1 Albrecht. High fly ball, foul down the right field line. Count drops to 1-2. Albrecht 0-for-2 today, ground out and a strikeout in his first two at-bats of the season. So 1-2 count to Albrecht. Katowski stays put on first. Curveball catches the inner half of the zone, and Albrecht looks at it for a called strike three. 13th strikeout for Palm Beach pitching as Raylan Heredia comes up. Starting the top of the order here in the top of the eighth inning. One out, one on. 4-0 lead for Palm Beach, in large part due to Jose Davila. 7 innings of shutout baseball, 3 hits, a walk, and 12 strikeouts. He is in line for the victory. Heredia avoids an inside fastball, and it's a 1-0 count to Raylan, who broke up Davila's no-hitter with a 2-out single in the top of the sixth. He's 1-for-3 today, 6 homers and 30 RBIs on the season. Swing and a miss over the top of a curveball, and the count evens at 1-1. Heredia, 2-for-4 with a triple last night, 3-for-8 in two games this series, so he's now got a 3-game hit streak for the Threshers. 1-1 to Raylan now, the pitch. Breaking ball, cut on and miss. Slider eludes the swinging bat of Raylan, and it's 1-2. Katowski's on first with one gone. Pena's warm-ups intensify out in left. He's likely to come out for the bottom of the eighth inning. 1-2 count to Heredia as time is called before Hunter Hayes has the chance to throw a pitch, and the count remains 1-2. Hayes sets from the stretch on the center of the rubber. He deals outside on the slider. Count evens at 2-2 to Raylan Heredia. He's been in the leadoff spot a couple of times. I believe it's his second or third time hitting leadoff for the Threshers this season. 2-2 now to Raylan, the pitch. Slow grounder over to second base. Katowski will be safe at second, but a quick underhand flip by Adari Grant nips Heredia over at first base. And a nice play in the field for the second out in the eighth inning. 4-3 on the grounder, and Devin Saltabon with what may be his last chance to extend his 10-game on-base streak. He comes up to the plate 0-for-3 with a pair of strikeouts and a flyout. So two gone to Saltabon. And the pitch. First pitch outside, and it's a pitch clock violation on Hunter Hayes. So an automatic ball one to start off the at-bat for Devin Saltabon. One and oh now to Saltabon. Here's the pitch. Slider missing outside and low. 2-0 the count after the automatic ball one. On second is Gutowski, unlikely to try and steal third. All of his successful stolen base attempts have been of second base. Now it's a 2-0 count to Saltabon, and he gets hit in the stomach. Not the most fun way to extend his on-base streak, as Gutowski will have to head back to second. He was off on the wrong type of contact, and Saltabon has been hit by a pitch in each of the last two games. 11 straight games reaching for Devin. Two on, two out in the top of the eighth inning for T.J. Walton. He's 0 for 3 today. Went down looking in the seventh and flied out to right on two of the first three pitches that he saw. Worked a full count for the strikeout and now trying to work a little bit more with two aboard here in the top of the eighth inning. 1-0 as the fastball misses up and in from Hunter Hayes. One out to T.J. Walton, and the pitch. Curveball, sliced high and foul. It's 1-1. Kotowski on second, Saltabon on first, as he has reached for the 11th straight game. 1-1 the count, with two gone in the inning. One ball, one strike, two gone here in the eighth. The pitch. Swing and a foul tip as the breaking ball rolled back to the backstop. It's 1-2. New baseball delivered to Blake Bison by the Cardinals bat boy, and the count still 1-2 to Walton. Runners on first and second for Clearwater. They trail by four with two down in the eighth, and this has been their best chance to get some runs across, even with two outs. The 1-2. Fastball up and in at chin level of Walton. It's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. And here's the pitch. Outside on the slider, it's 3-2. The runners will go on the ensuing payoff. Full count to Walton. Kotowski off for third, and Saltabon is second as Walton lifts a high fly ball drifting towards the foul line in right field. Joubert on the run makes the catch, straddling the foul line to catch the final out of the eighth inning. Bottom of the eighth next. Threshers get a knock and leave two stranded for the second straight inning. Still 4-0 Cardinals as we head to the bottom of the eighth, and Jose Pena will come out to pitch for Clearwater.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
Do you like tacos? How about craft beer and baseball? Then come on down to the Bay Care Ballpark for taps and tacos by Moe's Southwest Grill. For every Thursday Clearwater Threshers home game, we have great deals at Moe's Taco Cart in left field. Plus, a great selection of half-price local brewery selections on tap. Enjoy your chips and queso with 50% off on all beverages, including craft drafts, bottled water, and fountain drinks in the ballpark. ThreshersBaseball.com has all the Thursday taps and tacos by Moe's info you need.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit ThreshersBaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor league baseball club in town by joining the Little Anglers Kids Club with the Clearwater Threshers, presented by Bay Care Kids. For only $25, children 13 and younger can come to all 10 Thursday Thresher home games and take part in fun activities, receive cool gear, and enjoy free food. Plus, be sure to bring your glove for an on-field pregame catch and run the bases after the game to cap off 9 innings of fun. Go to threshersbaseball.com and join the Little Anglers Kids Club today.
Top of the ninth inning, Jose Pena on the hill for the Threshers. First pitch fastball slips out of the grip and goes behind Cade Kretschmar, starting off the at-bat with a 1-0 count. A palindrome of a pitching performance for Donjoni Pulido, leaving still with a 4-0 lead by the Cardinals, but that's the same way he entered today's contest, as Pena replaces one of the best relief outings we've seen by a Threshers pitcher this season. 2-0 now to Kretschmar as the fastball misses low. Four shutout innings for Pulido, four Ks, one walk, one hit. Now Pena deals. 2-0, fastball at the knees, and that makes the count 2-1. Jose Pena has been a well-used reliever this year for the first half champion Threshers. 2-1, fastball inside, now it's 3-1. The 20-year-old righty, or 21-year-old righty now, is in his 22nd appearance, 4-0 record in 35 2/3 innings, 4.29 ERA with 54 strikeouts, leading all Threshers relievers to 3-1. Fastball inside and low, and that's ball number four to Cade Kretschmar. Leadoff walk starts off the eighth inning. So Jose Pena with a four-pitch mix, six-rounder out of Tampa Prep in 2021, has a hard fastball that can get up to 95, splitter curve and a hard slider that flirts with 90 miles an hour. Now Anyelo Encarnacion comes up to the plate, bouncing breaking ball, gets away from Albrecht, off to second is Kretschmar, and he's in there safely. I'm not sure if that'll be a wild pitch or a stolen base. Any way you slice it, Cade Kretschmar is on second as the Cardinals try to avoid what happened in the last inning. Leadoff man reached on a single. Trey Page was thrown out at second on a 5-4-3 double play. Now it's Anyelo Encarnacion, and it is a 1-0 count to the Palm Beach shortstop. 1-0 to Anyelo as Pena scans the runners at second, and 1-0. Fastball just missing outside, 2-0, now the count. It's a wild pitch from Pena that moved Kretschmar to second. And for the second straight at bat, Pena has started off a Cardinal with a 2-0 count. And a quick mound visit. I believe that's Gustavo Ormas coming out after Pena has thrown seven pitches, but just one over for strikes. The infield comes out to complete the quick mound visit as Gustavo Ormas, one of the Threshers' two pitching coaches, will head back to the dugout. Tim Collins, the other, he usually mans the bullpen for the Threshers as Anyelo Encarnacion comes back to the plate for the Cardinals. 2-0 the count, Kretschmar on second, and a 4-0 lead for Palm Beach here in the bottom of the eighth. The pitch. Hit on a line, base hit out to left field as Kretschmar is held on third base with a strong arm of Yamal Flores, sending the throw in quickly. Encarnacion has his second hit of the day and the ninth hit of the evening for Palm Beach. Now the Cardinals have him cornered. Encarnacion on first, Kretschmar on third on the first two batters of this eighth inning. Threshers infield will shift back for two. Lefty Braden Joubert stepping up to the plate for Palm Beach. He's 0 for 2 today. Reached on a catcher's interference in the second and was instantly picked off. He hammers a fastball foul. And 0-1 to start off the count to Joubert. Counts 0-1 to Braden, 176 hitter on the season with four homers and 21 RBIs. Threshers would gladly trade two outs for a run, already trailing by four in the bottom of the eighth inning with runners on first and third. 0-2 now to Joubert. Swing and a miss. And that is actually 0-2. So an 0-1 count, or sorry, an 0-2 count to Joubert as he swung and missed. And now Pena deals. Fastball. Not sure that missed, so Lou Albrecht is going to challenge it. But a verdict from Bison, it's a called strike three. First strikeout of the day for Pena. Big first out in the eighth inning, because if Ross Friedrich, who's coming up to the plate, hits into a double play, that'll end the inning without a run coming home. So two on and one out. With Friedrich, 2 for 2 today, walked in his last at bat, a pair of doubles in each of his first two. First pitch to Friedrich, hit on the ground, foul down the first baseline, 0-1. Pena's settled down. The strikeout certainly helps. His 55th of the season. Most he's had in a year over his three-year career with the Phillies system. 0-1 the count to Friedrich. Three homers, 30 RBIs with his 30th coming in the third inning. 0-1 now. Threshers shifted for two with the corners pinched in. 0-1 to Friedrich. Swing and a miss. Ross Friedrich falling down, going after the fastball, and it's 0-2. Good pitch from Pena as Friedrich will collect himself after dropping to a knee, and not in the cool way that Adrian Beltre does it. Whiffing on the heat from Pena. Nothing into the count, one gone here in the bottom eighth. Jose Pena sets from the center of the rubber. Two on the pitch clock, he fires home. Runner goes to second, but he'll have to go back to first as Encarnacion left before Friedrich fouled off the 0-2 offering. Now the count remains 0-2. Encarnacion returning to first base, and Cade Kretschmar stays on third. Nothing and two still, the count to Ross Friedrich as Pena trying to retire him for the first time today. Runner goes again. Fastball misses low. Throw coming to second base and a rundown. And now Ware fires home. Kretschmar caught in a rundown now. Albrecht to third. Gonzalez tags him out. And it's going to be a while before I tell you how to score that play. So the throw went home. The pitch misses for a ball. And Kretschmar is out at third. 2-6-2-5, I believe. That's the second out of the eighth inning, and now another strike to Friedrich will end the eighth. Runner on second is Angelo Encarnacion. Should be a stolen base for him, and if it is, it would be his fifth. 1-2, outside on the heat, and now it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two out. On second base is Encarnacion. Pena sets. Now the 2-2. Fastball inside, almost got him, and the ball leaks away from Albrecht and on to third base is Encarnacion on the wild pitch. So it is the fifth steal of the season for Encarnacion. That's how he got to second. But he'll now head to third base on the wild pitch by Pena. Count is full to Ross Friedrich. Two balls and two strikes, the count to the Cardinals' first baseman. Payoff pitch fouled back. 94 on the heat from Pena. Count is still 3-2. Three balls, two strikes the count as Friedrich stays alive here in the bottom of the eighth. Full count, two outs, man on third. Pena at least trying to keep it in the infield with a man on third base. Two gone. Payoff pitch again. Another foul ball by Friedrich. Third two-strike foul, and the count stays full. Three balls, two strikes to Friedrich. 4-0 the score with Palm Beach leading. Threshers trying to avoid their second shutout loss of the week. 3-2 the count. Pena takes a deep breath and fires home. Payoff pitch, hit on a line out to right center field. Back goes Walton on the run. He makes the catch in right center. And that ends the eighth inning with Pena finishing off the frame unscathed. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left aboard. Threshers trail 4-0 as we head into the game's final frame. Hunter Hayes coming back out. Won't be eligible for the save as the Threshers look to start a rally in the ninth.
Every Thursday night at Baycare Ballpark is Tabs and Tacos Night, and Moe's is bringing you the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our Baycare Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home. Visit threshersbaseball.com and bring the whole family.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On Friday, July 19th, all tickets for your pups benefit the Suncoast Animal League. Tickets are available now on threshersbaseball.com.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to BayCare Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more. Every homestand this summer starts with a Dollar Tuesday featuring admission and select concession items for just $1. Visit threshersbaseball.com, then visit BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater for Dollar Tuesdays presented by Top Notch Pest Control.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25 per child per season, kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the BayCare Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Jordan Viers swings and misses at a Hunter Hayes fastball starting off the ninth with an 0-1 count. Viers is 0-3 today. Threshers are down 4-0, looking for their first and hopefully fourth or more run in the ninth inning. Breaking ball, check swing, called a strike by Blake Bison, 0-2. The count now to Jordan Viers. Now the pitch. Swing and a miss. Three-pitch K to start off the ninth inning for Hunter Hayes. He has struck out two, and the Cardinals 2 outs away from their second shutout win of the week. This would be the first in 9 innings over one day, as Tuesday's game was a shutout, and it tripped over to Wednesday on the rain delay. One guy to Bryson Ware, who is 1-for-2 with a walk and a knock. First pitch to Bryson, hit high in the air, out to right field. Joubert towards the foul line, stops in fair territory, makes the catch. Second out in the ninth inning. And now Diego Gonzalez will come up to the plate for Clearwater. Two gone now as Diego Gonzalez comes up to the plate. He has reached in every game of the last two series for Clearwater, including a single in his last at-bat in the seventh. First pitch fastball is in for a called strike. 0-1 the count to Diego. Four hits for the Threshers, 9 for Palm Beach, all singles for Clearwater. Not the case for the Cardinals. 0-1 the count to Gonzalez, the pitch. Fastball upstairs, it's 1-1. Two gone in the ninth inning, Threshers down by 4. An even 12 games have resulted in shutouts for the Threshers this season. 6 wins for Clearwater and 6 losses prior to today. Straight take for Gonzalez. Fastball misses inside, and it's 1-2. He'll take a timeout. And now steps back in. One ball, two strikes, the count to Diego Gonzalez. Hayes, the kick and the pitch. Outside on the slider, 2-2. No postgame show tonight unless the Threshers can put together some two-out magic here. Gonzalez checks his swing, challenges the call, but that should do it. And it does. Confirmed strike three as Hunter Hayes ends the ninth in a 1-2-3 frame, and the Cardinals blank the Threshers for nothing. That is it for today's ball game. 4-0 win for Palm Beach on Camp Day. 0-4-1 for Clearwater, 4-9-1 for Palm Beach as they take three out of the first four in this road series. Thank you all for tuning into today's broadcast as the Threshers take a loss 4-0. I'm Josh Sperber, and on behalf of everyone here on the Threshers Broadcast Network, appreciate you guys tuning in. We'll see you tomorrow on Saturday night, 6 o'clock the start, and pregame show to begin just before that. Threshers looking to bounce back tomorrow night. Until then, enjoy the rest of your Friday and have a great start to the weekend.